No, I don't
Funk
see
up the airwaves. We are talking to the mastermind behind Let's Punk or Let's Talk Punk Rock. How you doing, Jay?
I'm doing all right now that we got this up.
That's what she said.
So Jay, man, what got you into punk rock in the first place?
High school. I don't know. I don't know. It was the music that kind of hit me hardest. I had a buddy who was into it, and he's like, "Check out these bands," and then we just kind of rolled with that and never stopped.
What was the first bands you got into?
Let's see. So there's the ones that you see everywhere because they're so commercialized. You know, you get like Sex Pistols and the Ramones on everything. But I think the one that he showed me first was like Generation X.
Okay.
Not most people's first jump in, but and then we went straight from that to like the 80s hardcore. I don't know how we made that leap to, you know, Black Flag and Minor Threat and all those, but that's,
well, because you're from America.
Yeah. Right in the Midwest. I get everything just thrown at.
So where are you from, then? From
Missouri. Like right there in the center.
So any good bands around there?
Not that I'm aware of, but I've reached that age where it's like weird if I go to the house shows. So I don't hear about them too much.
Tell me about it, man. I play one every once in a while.
Oh, man. So why'd you decide to do your podcast?
Well, it was like a podcast that I wanted to hear, and I looked and I couldn't find one that was just like the straight biography. And so then I thought, well, I'll just make it myself. And then it's after that that I found out about No Dogs in Space. I was like, oh, there are people doing it. But I mean, mine's just me talking to myself, so it's a little different.
Okay. I haven't heard the other one yet. Okay.
Yeah, mine's usually like a half hour to an hour long talking about it, and they'll do like five parts of hour long with longer sound clips and all sorts of things. Oh. It's pretty good.
So you said about 20, 30 minutes each show, but how long does it take you from start to finish to do that one episode?
God, so much longer than I expected when I started. It's like, so I have to get all the materials for research. So I'll go all over the internet finding interviews and articles because all the zines and everything are posted now. And then I get any book that I can find about the band and then any documentaries. I go through all that, taking notes, and then I have to take that and write a script from that, and then I record that, and then I edit that to get all my like awkward breathing and everything out of it and the sounds of the water pipes and stuff around, and then I can post it. So like one, it is a little frustrating because like one half hour episode can take me, I don't know, a couple months usually. But and then it depends on how much information is out there. Like I did the Adolescence, and I expected that to be like a long one with a lot of information, but there's just not a whole lot out there about them. There's no books specifically on them that I could find. I found like mention of them in a few. So a lot of that episode is just done from like interviews other people have done and that kind of research. But I think a lot of it kind of comes to they didn't have like the insane stories that some other bands do, so there's not as much to talk about. Like right now I'm researching Cockney Rejects and I've got like 16 pages of notes and I'm not even done. I still have two more books to go through, and then they've got that documentary. But, so that'll be a longer episode.
So do you have certain places?
So you go around our town there and see any local bands at all?
Not in a while. I've got three kids and they're little ones, so it's kind of harder for me to get out and see them. Seeing any bands that are just playing. So now it's for me, it's more like whenever a bigger band that I've always liked happens to come through, I'll make the time to go out and see that. Like Black Flag came through just a few weeks ago, and that was a surprisingly good gig. I wasn't so sure since, you know, Gregan's like the only original member anymore, but and then they were incredibly nice guys, which also was surprising to me. Like after the show, they came down and shook hands with everybody and signed autographs and had conversations. And it's like Mike Valley looks like he would just destroy me, but then he's just a big teddy bear.
Nice. That's awesome. Did you interview him at all?
No, I was, it was kind of a quick, like, this is really cool seeing your show. All right, I got to go. Because there are a lot of other people. I don't want to be that asshole. It's like, hold on, everyone. Let me get my time here. So I just kind of took a quick picture and shook his hand.
Nice. Hey, so the YouTube channel, when did you start that, really?
I don't remember.
I mean, probably around, 22 or something, right?
That might have been when I started putting it out. I know I started research. So during lockdown, my wife got me a book on podcasting, and she got me a microphone. And so then from there, I don't know how many months, because I wanted it to be good. So I don't know how many months I spent just planning it out. I put a lot of thought into like which bands to cover in that first season, and then getting the materials to all the research material and everything, and then figuring out how to record and all that. So I think I started getting at it around 2020.
Yeah, that's why I ask, because I see you got a lot of
a lot of what?
Was yeah, I see okay? You got a lot of good bands here that are fucking they're amazing, man. So have you ever seen any of these bands here?
Maybe. I don't remember. It's been like I've been on like a year-long hiatus while I'm trying to get the second season going. I kind of forgot what all I've done.
Yeah, so your first one was in 22, and that was Kids on Glue and the Red Bastards.
Oh, that, yeah. No, I haven't seen them. So that started every once in a while. I'll get an email from a band who obviously hasn't listened to my show, because I just do like the biography, but I'll get a band that'll be like, hey, we want to do an interview. And like, I don't do interviews. So then I'll pass them on to other people that do interviews, but so the Red Bastards were the first one to reach out to me, and it kind of gave me an idea where I was like, all right, well, while I'm on a hiatus trying to get other episodes set up, so there's not like big gaps between episodes, I do these like bonus episodes and throw them out there where I'll just play like a song of either unsigned bands or bands that aren't on like a huge label. But yeah, Red Bastards, they were the first ones to reach out to me. But they're in Wales, and I don't think they have any plans of coming here, so I haven't seen them.
That's cool, though.
Yeah, like the latest, one of the latest bands I put out there was Tigers of Wrath, and they're in Spain, so I don't know what they're saying, but I like their music. It sounds really good.
Yeah, I listen to everything. I don't hear anything I don't like.
Yeah. I got to be careful, like, when I'm driving around listening to their music, because, like I said, I don't know what they're saying. So, I don't know who does, and they might.
That's funny.
Who knows?
Kill everybody.
Yeah. It's something horrible. No, sorry.
Hey, man, that's the way punk rock should be. You know, you got to offend somebody. At least one person's got to be offended.
So with your episodes, have you ever had a band reach out to you after you did a episode about them?
No, that would be pretty cool. But I'm also like, there's a part of me that's terrified of that, where they'll just be like, no, this is, you got everything wrong.
Right.
Like, I don't know. The only one, like if NoFX reached out, I'd be like, well, I got it from your book. I don't know. You wrote it, man. But no, I haven't heard from any of them. That'd be cool, but kind of that's a worry I have. And I put that in every episode, like at the end, where I'm like, if I got it wrong, let me know. Yeah. And so far, I've only had one guy reach out, And it wasn't any of the information I got wrong, but I mispronounced some English cities. And I was like, I'm sorry. Like it's Chiswick, not Chiswick. Oh,
I don't speak English, I speak American.
there's a W in it. Oh.
He's probably
But
the only one that noticed.
I caught one when I was listening to my own when I did the Damned, and I was talking about Captain Sensible when he did was it Happy Talk? And I was listening to myself on it, and I said Happy Feet. I was like, well, I'm surprised nobody's called me out on that one. So I made a quick note on the episode notes on that one. And I was like,
That's pretty funny.
I could see him dancing dressed like a penguin at the same time.
Oh
He was
man.
like an odd dude.
So you're on season two now?
Yeah, I've got
Third episode, maybe?
I've got 3 episodes finished, like completely recorded and edited. Working on, like I said, Cockney Rejects, and then I don't know if I'll do one more before I start putting them back out because it's like the hiatus has gone longer than I intended it to, because I didn't think that a couple of the ones I did I was going to find as much information, so it made the research just go that much longer. Like I did Blondie, and there's way more, and I know they've been around forever, but there's just so much more information than I expected to find. So that one's a pretty long episode. But then, so like I don't remember how many months that took me. But then like when I did Lagwagon, I had that one done in a month because there's just not as much about them.
So, is there any bands that you want to do, but you're just like, wow, that's gonna be way too much to tackle?
Yeah. Like you get those really big ones that everybody knows, the really popular, so like the Ramones, but there's just, I mean, how many books and documentaries and everything is there? And the same with like the Clash and just in any of those. So it's not an issue of like I don't think I should. It's just I don't think I have enough time to research that much because they've just, and also like who wants to hear it because they've been documented so well that like it's all going to be already out there.
Yeah.
Right.
And that was
They don't
kind of
need the
my,
extra help.
that was kind of my goal when I started it too. I was like, I want, because when I was looking for a podcast like it, I was like, I want one that's either going to give me new information about bands I already like, or is going to introduce me to bands that I haven't given the time yet. And I kind of do that with myself when I pick the bands to research. I'll pick some that I'm really into and some that I've just heard mentioned a lot. Like Cockney Rejects, I never listened to them before researching them, but so that was why I picked that one because they're mentioned in everybody else's books. It's just because I think they were around a lot, well, a lot for the brief period that they were really hitting it.
Know, that's kind of like when I was growing up, that's how we would find bands. We'd look at the back of the records, and if you see somebody being thanked so many times, like, oh, I guess I gotta check these guys out.
Well, that's something else that got me. Like, so when I was in high school and like SLC Punk was out, and I went and bought the soundtrack for that movie, and then I did this, I flipped it over, and then I started buying all the albums from the bands that were on that soundtrack. And so that's how I discovered some other bands. Like, I don't think I'd listened to Fear before that. But that's, yeah, that, and then just passing CDs around. Tell your friends.
Yeah. I mean, now it's easy with the internet. You can find everything.
Oh yeah, you can just Google like what band sounds like this, or give me a list of punk bands. Although that's kind of fun to look up because you'll see a lot where you're like, I mean, I'm not gonna gatekeep, but I don't know if I would put that band in there. I'm trying to think of one that would pop up that really doesn't fit. But
Devo.
see, and that's one where I'm on the fence. I want to do a Devo episode one day.
They're great. You know, to me, oh, that's all punk rock. That's what they called it back in the day. They were fucking in the beginning, you know what I mean?
Well,
Talking heads and all that shit.
and I think that's funny when people like throw a fit about certain bands. They're like, well, that doesn't sound like punk, but they'll be like really into the Ramones. And I'm like if you approach the Ramones as a band you've never heard, you probably wouldn't call them a punk band. Because they don't sound anything like what it's like today. It's just they're fast. And they're good. I like them, but singing songs about walking around with your girl, and it doesn't fit with like what people talk about today.
Right? I mean, there's punk rock you don't have to like, you know? That's what I say. I don't like the Offspring, but I'm not going to say they're not punk, you know? Fuck it.
Right. Yeah, I don't.
Do you like any other music besides punk?
Yeah, I like grunge a lot. I listen to a little bit of everything, but I'd say like the genres that I listen to the very most would be punk and grunge. I went down a pretty big grunge rabbit hole for a while I was in college.
Right. I mean, we don't, you know, in our podcast, we don't really play just punk, you know, it's just not the same shit over and over, you know. We let it loose, you know, play some joke shit too, man. Fuck it. You got any funny stories or anything? Maybe you introduced yourself to the wrong guy and wished you didn't fucking do the research.
I think so I like to I'm trying to think of which story to tell.
You can tell them both.
We were talking about house shows earlier, so I've always like played bands that never played any gigs, but we did, the one of the few times that I ever did play in front of a crowd was at a house show, and the issue was I think they had like four bands lined up to play, and two of them didn't show up, and so then we just had some time that needed to be filled, and so I was friends with the people that owned the house and were running the show, and we just made up a band on the spot. And the goal was just everybody pick an instrument that you either don't know how to play or you're terrible at, and just try not to sound together. It was like an intentional just sound terrible. So that was one of the few performances of Stale Meth, and
Still,
but I don't think anyone realized that it was intentionally bad. Because then, like the rest of the night, I just kept getting made fun of for being a terrible drummer. I'm like, on purpose, you got, come on.
okay, motherfucker.
And then another fun story I like to tell, which it's fun, but I feel kind of bad about it, was I was at a Mudhoney show, and I was getting a little too into the show, and I kind of you do the little like fist pump thing, and I didn't realize how close the girl next to me was, and I decked her in the face. And I felt bad, and she handled it so well because she leaned over and like grabbed me by the arm, and she's like, "Hey, I'm glad that you're having fun tonight, but if you hit me in the face again, I will fucking kill you." And so I apologized and went to the other side of the crowd and just tried to avoid her. And I didn't know her. It's not like we went there together.
That's your wife.
Yeah. That's how I met your mother. But that's another fun one that people usually hear.
So, you've never been in a band or anything like that, or?
Well, I've been in, and I've played with others. We've had bands that never did anything, never really had a show. Somewhere there's like recordings of a really bad rehearsal. But that's, yeah, no, we never really went anywhere with them.
What'd you do besides drums?
I play guitar.
Guitar.
Yeah.
Right.
But I was in like the first band that we did. I don't know, we only had like a handful of songs, like maybe six. And then I dropped out of it, and then they played a show, but they only had a couple songs, like they'd forgotten the ones we wrote, I guess, except for one. And I was at the party, and so they brought me up to sing for that one song, just because again, it was like, oh, we didn't realize how much time needed to be filled. But that's kind of my extent of playing in front of people, other than when you've just got like a jam night, people just come over with their instruments, hang out on the porch and play.
So, who's your favorite guitarist?
Oh shit. That's a tough question.
If you want, we can circle back
Yeah,
to
we might have to.
it.
Like, I don't know. I want to say, like, Mickey Gigas, because that's what I'm researching, is Cockney Rejects right now, and he's a phenomenal guitar player compared to like most punk bands. But I don't know if I'd say he's my favorite or if it's just my mind.
Right.
Because then they went from that like punk into doing like AC/DC style kind of stuff, which still I like, but I think
I
that
mean,
gave him,
that's rock and soul, rock and roll. You ask me, man, fuck it,
yeah,
you know.
but that gave him a chance to actually like show his skills more, because then they could throw in more solos and things like that.
Right.
I don't know my favorite.
Hey, so what do you think about festivals, you know, like the punk rock festivals and all that?
I wish I could go to them. I don't like where I'm at. They don't really come through very often. And then again, it's scheduling with family, making sure kids are taken care of and all that. I think the last festival I went to, like 2007, it was Warped Tour,
Right.
which was cool. And there's some fun stories at that too. Like, you know, Monster was a sponsor. So it's like 100 and I don't know, 105 degrees outside, and they're giving out free energy drinks. Everybody's just slamming those. We all run up, because I remember they had their booth right next to a stage, and they were giving out free energy drinks. So you got all these like dehydrated, sweaty kids run over and get them. And then the band starts playing, and it was Flogging Molly. So nobody wants to miss it, and they want to get in the pit. So they just chug these energy drinks and then run into this sweaty pit where the temperature's even hotter because everybody's all pushed up against each other. And then I don't know how many people threw up, but it was enough that got me. I was like, I'm not staying in this pit. It's pretty gross. And then I got a buddy who was at that festival, and according to him, I wasn't with him when this happened, but he was getting high, and somebody came by, and this is before they legalized it here, and somebody came by and was like, well, you're not allowed to do that, but let me take you backstage where you can. And they brought him back there, and basically just they're like, all right, instead of kicking you out, you're gonna run food to the bands. So then they called me and told me where they were, and I walked back, and it was one of those issues of just like, you know, if you look like you belong, then nobody questions it. So I just walked past the security, and they didn't stop me. And then same thing happened to me. Somebody was like, all right, well, you're gonna start running food to the bands and doing dishes. And then I don't know which member of Flogging Molly it was, but he came back and gave the dishwasher a break and started doing dishes. I thought that was pretty cool of him.
Oh,
nice.
Yeah.
That's real cool. So, what kind of venues you go around there where you live?
Mostly just bars. Like I said, I don't know anyone who does house shows anymore. It'd be kind of awkward for me to go to them because I know they're all kids who are like 10, 20 years younger than me. And I don't want to be that guy. But can I come into your basement and listen to the band with you guys? So there's a lot of bars. And there's always live music. So it's just a matter of wherever you go. My dad does, he's in a cover band, so he's in a lot of bars, and so I'll kind of find out. He'll let me know, you know, this band is going to be there this other night, and so if I can, I'll try to get to those. But
What's your favorite bar now?
that's a tough one.
And what's your dad's cover
Yeah, that's what I
band?
was gonna ask.
What's his cover band? They're called the Outtakes, so
Yeah, what's this cover band?
they do like 90s, kind of whatever you would hear on popular radio in the 90s. A lot of what they do.
Oh, okay.
But it's fun. It was fun when I was a kid. He's been doing it since I was like 10. And so he would take me to those shows, and I would Brody, and he'd give me $20 at the end of the night, which was cool for me. And then now that I'm a parent, I was like, oh, that was just like so that he would be able to play those shows. Because he had to have me somewhere. And then I kept doing that in college, because I'd get a free meal usually. You know, they'd We're in a bar that also has a pizza joint attached to it. I'm like, sweet, free pizza.
Did you ever get to see bands that he played with, like, that you actually enjoyed?
No, he usually would. He would be the only band playing.
Oh, okay.
But because of that, I learned about different venues, and you know they'll have like a flyer up that'll show what bands are coming through town. So I find out from that. As far as favorite venue, I think I've only been to it a few times, but it's a good spot. There's this place called Grinders, and it's just because they have a big open outdoor area. You can fit a lot of people in there. I saw Gogol Bordello there, and I don't remember who opened for them. But then I saw Dropkick Murphys and Rancid when they came through a couple years ago there. They have a lot of good shows just because they've got such a huge stage and it's just like a big open lot.
Right.
Cracked my phone in the urinal there.
Oh, wow.
Well, because it's like, you know, once it gets dark, there's no lights in those things. And you don't know, you know, what drunk assholes just pissed and shit all over everything. So then you want your flashlight. But I got to go. So I tried to hold it in my mouth, my phone. And I bit down too hard and I cracked the screen on it. So that was a souvenir, I guess. The broken phone.
Nice.
Yeah. We're just under the 10-minute mark. We're getting a warning now. So you're out near like Kansas City?
Yeah.
See, Google's wonderful.
I was wondering about that. I was like, how much information before I'm found? Yeah, I'm in Kansas City.
So isn't that where Cognos is from, or are they from the other Kansas City?
I have no idea.
Right?
They could be from Kansas.
Yeah. Well, but I mean that's all, it's all the same city. We're just crossing the border.
Okay.
Yeah, so there's Kansas City, Kansas, Kansas City, Missouri, and it's just because the city's grown across state lines. But
if you could bring back any punk rocker, who would it be?
Oh shit.
Well, here's another one for you. Oh,
it's a tough one.
Is punk rock dead?
No. No, I don't. I've never thought that. I made the mistake in another interview of suggesting that grunge was dead, and I kind of got put in my place on that one. But it was kind of that same. Like if you want to say like new wave is dead, or it's like it just sort of changed names. But I don't know. I think punk rock's such like a vague, open genre that you know it has so much room to evolve. Because like we said, you know, you can't. It's not really fair to compare, like Devo, to the Misfits, but they both fall under that same umbrella.
That's what I say too.
Yeah. But I think that's kind of fun because then you never get tired of the genre. And
I mean, that's the thing with grunge. I always thought that was kind of just a punk, another level of punk rock too. I mean, mm-hmm. you know. Yeah. Especially when you put bands like the Dwarves or something into it, you know, like, oh, well, that's kind of punk rock, you know. You know, it is what it is. Yeah. It is nice being that old and having your own thing, you know, your own breakthrough genre of music, you know. So that's what, like, emo. I was like, well, all that is some of it's pop, some of it's fucking punk, and, you know, it's just it's all mismatchy. Yeah. Just got your own thing, you know.
I tried to introduce my kids to My Chemical Romance the other day, and they weren't having it. They were like, what is this? Put something else on. Which is weird, because they love the Bad Brains. Not to say that those two sound the same, but like, I just think it's weird that they would be so put off by one. But I think they just love the speed of Bad Brains and HR's voice. My oldest son thinks it's funny because it's like higher pitched and just fast. But
yeah, he kind of has it. He does a little voice, you know. It's not like a regular screaming voice. He's like, oh, yeah.
I think Bad Brains has always been one of my favorite bands.
Hey, so we mentioned your favorite club.
My favorite what?
Right. So we mentioned your favorite guitar player.
Yeah.
You got a favorite drummer or a favorite bass player? Favorite singer?
So drummer, I think I've got a lot of respect for shit, no, I can't think of his name. Not enough respect. NoFX is drummer. I feel like he has a lot more talent than people give him credit for. As far as bass player. Oh, and then Rat Scabies, he's earned his place in history. But bass
great
player.
Drummer.
I don't know about bass player.
No Captain Sensible.
I mean, he's talented, but he just kind of annoys me sometimes. I'm sure he annoys everyone around him, it seems like. Which is kind of, it's like Fat Mike. Like, I bet he's a cool dude, and I like his music, but I don't know if I would ever want to hang out with him. Seems a little too obnoxious for me.
So you mentioned Salt Lake City Punk, or
yeah,
would that be your favorite punk movie? Or
I don't know if I. It's definitely one that kind of set me on my course.
Mm-hmm.
If I had to pick favorite punk movie, it's Suburbia, though. That was one where, like, when I saw it, I was like, "Whoa, yeah, this is completely different."
You're talking about the original, right?
What's that?
You're talking about the original Suburbia, right?
Yeah, I haven't seen the '90s one.
Right.
I don't know much
well,
about
I
it.
I know there's a '90s one.
Yeah, I know it exists, and I think it has Steve Zahn in it, but I haven't seen
yeah,
it.
Like,
that was a
Giovanni
good
Ravis.
Soundtrack as well.
Yeah, but the original one, yeah, and it's got Flea in it.
Happy Easter, asshole.
Yeah, and that's one I quote.
Have you ever seen a movie called Dudes?
I just heard about that one on what is it? Turned Out a Punk. That podcast.
Oh, okay.
He was talking about it with somebody else, but I haven't seen it.
My daughter likes Joan Jett, so I watched Light of Day with her yesterday.
Joan Jett was my celebrity crush for a good long while.
Yeah. But have you seen that movie? That's pretty good.
It wasn't she.
It's not a punk movie. It was her and Michael J. Fox. It's pretty good.
It's not a combo I would expect to see, but
no, but it works.
I'll watch it.
They're in a band. They're brother and sister in a band. Pretty good. My wife liked it, so you know. We have 3 minutes. Anything you want to add before we get cut off?
Anything you want to plug?
Yeah, plug your podcast on Podbean.
It's on, let's see, I'm on Red Circle because when I set it all up, that was one that was free. I tried to do it as cheap as I could. But yeah, podcast is Let's Talk Punk Rock. I have a website for it, which is just letstalkpunk.com. Because somebody out there apparently has letstalkpunkrock.com. They already, I mean, it's not a website, but they own it, so I couldn't use that.
Okay.
But then pretty much anything else that's related to the show is on that website.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we do a beer testing. Do you drink at all?
I do a little bit. Not as much as I used to.
You drink beer?
Yeah.
What's your favorite beer?
See, I'm a fan of porters, porters and stouts. So I think for a favorite, I go with just the classic Guinness.
Right on. So did we ask you your favorite band, your favorite punk band?
I mentioned Bad Brains, and I think they do hold as my favorite. They're one I never get tired of.
Definitely one of my favorites too. Can you believe it? This piece of garbage over here sitting next to me, this tuna fucking for sushi, he don't even like them.
How?
Don't even like them. Exactly. Exactly.
Because one time I said they're overrated.
What the fuck? You're out of your mind. What a stupid thing to say.
Hey, you know. I didn't say I didn't like them. I just said they're overrated.
Like, what the fuck, man? Hey, did you ever tell us who you want to bring back?
Oh no, I didn't. And I still blank because I'm trying to think of ones and I'm like, did they die or not, or did they just kind of. So I don't know. I'll go with the easy choice. Joey Ramone would be.
Joey Ramone, there you
Yeah.
go. Good choice.
So do you
That's
do all the artwork for your logos and all that?
No, I'm not talented at all in that way. No,
Who
my
does
buddy
it?
Greg, Granddaddy Long Greg is what we call him. He does all the artwork for it.
Okay.
Does
All right,
anybody
we're
else
good.
help you out with anything?
Not really. Like I said, my wife built the sound booth for me. That was
Oh,
pretty cool.
nice.
But no, everything else is pretty much me on my own, which again is why it takes so long for me to get the episodes out.
Well, we're gonna get cut off, so I wanted to thank
Okay.
you for joining us.
Yeah, no, thank you.
Thank you.
This has been fun.
Appreciate
And
it. I'll let you know.
everybody check out the podcast. Let's talk punk rock.
It should be out very shortly. We
Yeah.
only got one
Yeah.
ahead of you, and then you'll be the next one. So probably about 2 weeks.
Cool.
If I get off my ass and mix it down.
Yeah, let me know and then I'll make sure to put it out there as well.
Okay.
But
Bye. Hola, me llamo Delia Cruz y yo oigo Radio KMEX, Santa Ana, California.
Oh, things can't get much worse for me. Sometimes I'd rather die. There's a fire in my culo and a teardrop in my eye. It was a cloudy day, chilly, bitty. Last night it didn't seem that today I had a fiery ring that made me wanna scream. Darker stains, fiends kill, fast Chevys, cheap thrills, rich hookahs, fine wine. I love riches, I love control of my cabeza. Amigo, 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 amigo.
We are little bottles in our hands, looking for the beachy hole. The snow brown guys.
Cervezas really do me right. You better believe us, better trust us. Teenage drunk, peachy wreck. Loco in the streets,
carido, carido.
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 Hola, Miss Santana. How's your favorite mijo now? Do you know just what he's done?
Hard. You're pushing on me. You're pushing too hard where you wanna be. You're pushing too hard everything you say. You're pushing too hard every night and day. Cause you're pushing too hard on me.
I don't care what you say. And I don't care what you do. I got nothing to give you. Why don't you just follow those? I got no video. Nothing to say.
I got no failure. You might as well throw it away.
Oh, that day, that day. Oh, that day, that day.
That's when he went pinchy heavy metal, Holmes. Play some F word, is it?
Wish to see a bucket, got no money, fuck it. Step a couple quarters and you still can't afford it. Staring at the only shot, five, but this all you got. Thinking now, heaven, so you end up grabbing. Sticking in your pants, just stealing from a man. It might be pretty deaf, it sound like a dry mat. Some would say it's a crap, some would do it just a laugh. Sticking in between your shirts, almost no one gets hurt. Change all you got. Deep, deep pockets, all you got. Sticky, sticky fingers, all you got. Whistling moving feet, all you got. Pretty baggy hoodie, all you got. Scaredy cat footy, all you got. One lame alibi, all you got. One more just tries, all you got.
Well, stealing gets the fun you do. Everyone, no get caught when you find yourself to run. No word to push it, you're best getting your treasure. It's just like a dream, I wish it lived forever. It's too serious because I cannot take it. Just tell me when it makes my life easy. You'll find another wealthy man. Never felt like being wet, that's why I never botched. Maybe just a lack of feel, another one my belt's been notched.
Songs been changed, all you got.
All you got,
scared to get footing. All you got,
one way my.
water rise, oh, oh.